Yes, we begin at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, and a mass shooting on campus that killed three people.
We locked the doors, we, turn off all the lights, and then we just kind of got down into, some of the corners behind some of the tables.
Cesar Marquez was in a student union building when shots rang out.
It was definitely scary. There was a lot of adrenaline pumping. We kind of just stayed close together.
A law enforcement official tells CBS News the gunman, who also died, was a former professor who was turned down in his bid for a job at UNLV. Police have not identified the victims. All classes at the college have been paused indefinitely. At last night's Republican presidential face-off in Alabama,
with Donald Trump once again missing, Nikki Haley was the primary target at the Tuscaloosa debate on News Nation. But she did get support against some of the attacks coming at her from Vivek Ramaswamy.
He has insulted Nikki Haley's basic intelligence.
Chris Christie not stopping there.
The fourth debate that you would be voted in the first 20 minutes as the most obnoxious blowhard in America.
Drawing this Ramaswamy response.
Chris, your version of foreign policy experience was closing a bridge from New Jersey to New York. Yeah.
And so it went. Tom Foti, CBS News, Washington.
Senate Republicans have blocked legislation that would have sent billions of dollars in new aid to Ukraine and Israel, with GOP lawmakers protesting lack of funding for border security. CBS's Nancy Cordes from the White House.
What they want are sweeping concessions on immigration policy. But the president had some harsh words for them. He said Ukraine is going to lose its fight against Russia without more American help soon.
In the Middle East, people in Gaza, South Gaza, digging through the rubble, searching for survivors and bodies after Israeli strikes on the Rafah refugee camp. Israel says troops have surrounded the home of a Hamas leader in Gaza. He's believed to be hiding underground. For Washington Post readers, today's edition might look a little stale. 750 staffers were expected to walk off their jobs this morning in the biggest labor protest at the paper in almost half a century, after reaching a stalemate with the company at the bargaining table. Things are looking up, way up, for Yankees fans.
Soto in the air to right field. Back goes Brown. Soto has his first grand slam.
New York's just acquired the superstar slugger along with outfielder Trent Grisham in a blockbuster trade with the Padres on the heels of what Yankees GM Brian Cashman calls a disaster of a season. S&P futures are down one, Dow futures off 78. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform, you need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehoe. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call says he's pleased with a Dane County judge's ruling essentially restoring abortion rights in Wisconsin.
The 1849 law does not prohibit abortions in Wisconsin. And so we have now gone a long way to restoring access to safe and legal abortion in Wisconsin.
Judge Diane Schlipping says Wisconsin's law enacted in 1849 bans infanticide, not abortion. The ruling is expected to be appealed. People younger than 18 seeking gender-affirming care in Wisconsin will keep getting it. Governor Evers vetoed on Wednesday a ban passed by the legislature this fall. Most major medical associations say gender-affirming care is evidence-based and saves lives. Evers says he'll veto any bill he considers anti-LGBTQ. I'm Nate Wiggehoe, Civic Media News.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. High temperatures reach up to 46. Today, under sunny skies, southeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy, tonight 34. Tomorrow, high of 49. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 29.
Hi, I'm Kirsten from Pentatonix. We've all learned how to cope with more time alone. With more time spent isolated or at home, the need for companionship has grown. If you've considered adding a pet to your family, please check with your local shelters and foster organizations. Stray pet numbers have grown immensely over the past several years, and the trauma cost these animals is devastating. Adopt pets, they need us more than we know. This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's informative.
Have neither of you been on sleigh rides before?
Yeah, never. Never. No. I've never been on.
Really? Mm-hmm. I've been on like dozens. Oh, no, my gosh.
We gotta do
and I don't even like winter.
What kind of life are you living, we Seth?
He was way up in the... He was in the, like, really...
Northern Minnesota, yeah. I mean, come on.
Every neighbor has a sleigh in their barn.
Big words from someone from Toma.
Oh, it's on now, bro.
Every weekday from 8 to 10 on Locally Grown Radio.
Here's a fun fact for you. The average chameleon can point their eyes in two different directions. On the other hand, the average human can't. So unless you're a chameleon, there's absolutely no way you can focus on texting and driving at the same time. So don't do it. Unless you're a chameleon.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
And the other fact that can now be confirmed. Reliable source, Mrs. Crudy. Derek Van Orden's staff will offer you a beer.
Have you ever wondered why there's a NASCAR driver statue in this area? It's for Wisconsin Rapids native Dick Trickle. One of the first from the state to make it to the national circuit, Trickle was named the winningest short track driver in history. Along with a statue, he has several races here and across the country named in his honor. For Locally Grown Radio, WFHR, I'm Terry Barr.
On this Thursday, December 7th, 2023, nice to have you along. Greg Bach joins us from Waukesha. Dr. Kristen Lyerly from Green Bay. And coming up, our hometown health segment, which is about seeking a new generation of nurses. It is one of the big healthcare challenges in our state. It was already daunting because of demographics. Then you throw a pandemic on top of it. And Kristen, you're going to bring along a couple of guests that are going to say, well, we have to do something. So here are the somethings that we're doing.
Not just a couple of guests, but real leaders in nursing in our state. We've got Linda Young, who is the Dean of Nursing at Eau Claire. We've got Jill Guttormson. She's the Dean at Marquette University. They are going to talk about what we are doing to educate nurse educators, how we are supporting the people who train nurses so that we can help to solve this problem. And man, it is a crisis. Like, who hasn't been touched by a nurse in their life? You know, when you need it the most, when you're the most vulnerable and the sickest, they are just some of the most important people in our lives, don't you think?
Well, which leads to this personal story about Pat's annual physical yesterday.
Oh, goodbye, folks. Have Here a good go. Day. Show's over.
This is just where I get to publicly thank not only my doctor, because she's wonderful, but the nurse who first takes the patient history. And I realized that for I talk for 2 hours straight in the morning, but then I'm working at home alone and maybe a meeting here and there, but there's a lot of just sitting here typing and writing. And I realize sometimes, and yesterday was an example, where I just finally get to talk to somebody. It's not really a conversation. At some point, I'm saying, whoa, Pat, shut up. Like, you can tell I have nobody to talk to. So I just let it all out. We're talking weather. We're talking health. We're talking. And I kind of sometimes look in their eyes and they go, please stop talking. I have to write all this down.
So, and then I had to ask myself, did I ever like the show Cheers? I mean, seriously, what was the deal? I don't know.
And Kristen, you know, because again, being married to a physician and knowing that they're dictating charts, and sometimes a chart is relatively straightforward, and sometimes I'm sure you have to sit there, not that we're not going to pick on anybody in particular, and go, oh, that was a long visit.
Well,
I know, but you're going to sugarcoat it. You're going to say everybody's special, everybody's unique. Don't tell me that there isn't one or two where you go, oh my God, you're still talking.
Oh, for sure. And I think it goes both ways. I think, you know, sometimes as a patient, you're like, hello, are you listening to me or are you just talking? Yeah. But, you know, that's all part of the relationship building. It's not like getting your oil changed when you go in for a doctor visit. You're going in there to be cared for. And part of that care is knowing that you're being heard and that you have, you know, a comfortable relationship, not just with the doctor who's taking care of you, but with the whole team.
Well, and that's where I will say, while I like to poke a little fun at myself, I think what I'm doing is more right than wrong, because what do we hear most about when it comes to men? They won't go see a doctor in the first place. And when they do, they want to be all tough and say, well, you know, nothing's wrong. I put it all out there so that it gets on the record, so that if things get worse, like we talked, it's been a while now since I mentioned, you know, a year ago, I had a really bad knee. So she asked about it and followed up and was like, okay, well, you know, this and that. And you need a complete history if you're ever going to get properly treated if and when something goes haywire. So I guess the lesson is, you know, better to overshare than undershare. But still, I just want to express my appreciation for the people that have to take all that down. So thank you.
Pet's poor medical assistant is like, anything else?
Oh, God.
Anything else? Yes.
Since you mentioned it,
but my doctor's great, because then she'll go through that and say, okay, well, let's try this, or let's do this. Whether you're talking about, you know, everything from, you know, I didn't know what a probiotic is. You see the commercials all the time, and I'm just like, you know, what is the deal with this versus, you know, fiber versus this? You know, these are the things that, again, I love mocking my elderly adolescents, you know, but it's like, and I'm glad I got a laugh out of her when I said my whole life these days is what's happening to my body, you know, like being a teenager again, you know.
I'm so glad you mentioned probiotics. Did you know that we have literally pounds of bacteria in our bodies? Pounds.
Thanks.
Yes, I know that now, but I still wasn't. I told her, I said, honestly, after trying to read through some of it, and I try not to be one of those patients, you know, that it's like I get all my info off the internet. I try to at least glean a little bit. It's a big field, and there's a lot of different products out there. So even if you think this is something that you might need for your digestive health, I don't even know where you would start. So I was very thankful that she said, well, based on what you're telling me, go try this one first. Try it for a month. If you don't, you know, if you don't like it, you can move on to something else. But I needed a starting point. And that's where, again, a doctor who's a great listener and knows a lot of things will steer you in the right direction, thankfully.
Yes.
well said, Dr. Leonard.
That was your doctor voice right there. Yes.
Yes. Yes. That's what we do.
Interesting.
Is there anything else I can help you with?
No, I'm going to turn my attention to Greg now. Because Greg mentioned that, you know, Kristen Bry will be coming back to Asgill's, Wisconsin after her maternity leave on January the 2nd. And that, you know, she put up a post yesterday about being in some kind of an online poll, you know, another one of these best of Milwaukee type of things.
Yeah. Milwaukee record.
And she put up a very sweet, humble thing about, well, it's her and some TV meteorologist down there, I guess.
Mark Baden.
And she says, well, you know, if I'm going to lose to him, that's fine because I trust him and like him. So, what did I do? Right away, I'm online. I'm voting for Kristen. I'm committing wild voter fraud, pretending to be eight more people voting for Kristen. I mean, to be humble and kind and gracious when you're campaigning might be a new campaign tactic we want to try in this country. Maybe being nice.
I mean, that's really like that's Kristen in a nutshell too. So she won an award from Milwaukee Magazine for best radio personality this year, and it was like 2 days. And then after that, if you mentioned it, she'd be like, "Please stop, just please stop. I can't do this. I can't. Please, please." So now every once in a while, she'd be like, "So what's up, magazine award winning radio personality?"
Oh yeah, I'm sure she likes that very much. So it was nice of her to put that up.
And yeah.
Yeah. So do you remember what this new one is? I think is it through Urban Milwaukee?
So it's a website called Milwaukee Record, run by my friend.
Oh, Milwaukee Record.
Yeah, right. Tyler Moss and Matt Wild. Matt Wild's been on the show. Matt Wild is hilarious when he's on the show. Because when you see him in real life, he doesn't speak. When he's on the show, he turns into some other like person. It's fantastic. But they're doing like this bracket system, like this person, this Milwaukee celebrity versus this Milwaukee celebrity, and then they move on in like a NC2A bracket thing or something.
I hear you saying, though, that you want to interfere with this election, much in the same way that John Oliver did with the Puteki Teki in New Zealand.
Yes. You do it out of, you know, both a sense of admiration and complete and total mischief.
Yeah.
And that's what we have going here. That actually is kind of the underbelly of this show is, you know,
chaos,
admiration mischief, and chaos.
Yeah. What do you get out of this in one word?
That's what the
chaos.
That's what the three of us are: admiration, mischief, and chaos.
There you go. Yes.
The ghosts of admiration, mischief, and chaos past.
It's the worst Christmas Carol movie ever.
Yes. We're going to turn our attention to weather and sports in a sec, and then we're going to pause and ask Dr. Lyerly about, again, we talked yesterday about the 1849 law that is not an abortion ban. Well, the Sheboygan County District Attorney announced yesterday after we were off air that he's going to appeal the ruling. So we'll talk to Kristen a bit more about, you know, what lies ahead there. Governor Evers also vetoed a ban on gender-affirming care, something that's come up in Hometown Health, and Kristen will talk to us about that as well. So look for all of this coming up, but first, let me share some temperatures around the state at 7 o'clock. Green Bay, you are at 32 degrees right now. Lake Wissota's at 27, Hayward 22, Park Falls is 22, Wausau's at 31 degrees, La Crosse 33, Wisconsin Rapids is reporting 29 degrees at locally grown radio. Oshkosh is at 33, Madison 34, and Waukesha is at 32 degrees. And again, warm-ups on the way. Not here quite yet. Temperatures this morning still on par with what we had yesterday. But let's get the full details on that forecast live now from weatherology and meteorologist Jennifer Vucicki. Jennifer, good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, well, like you said, warmer compared to yesterday as that warm front pushes through. We're looking at sunshine across the board today. Mid to upper 40s primarily, warmer for parts of western Wisconsin. Avery and Baldwin down to Richland Center with highs getting into the low to mid 50s. Those three locations are also looking at potential for record highs today, so we'll be keeping our eye on those. Friday looks like partial sunshine expected from Milwaukee over towards Madison, then mostly sunny or a mix of clouds and sun for everyone else. Warmer for nearly everyone as well as that warm front fully pushes through, though a cold front directly behind that system starts to come in for west central Wisconsin, so starting to cool down around Amory and Baldwin. Highs in the mid to low 50s from Wisconsin Rapids through southern Wisconsin, mid to upper 40s from Wausau over towards west central Wisconsin, again as that cold front starts to come in. It does look like a chance for some rain coming in late tonight from Oshkosh to Richland Center, and for southern Wisconsin, a mix of rain and snow for central Wisconsin, then dry tonight around Amory and Baldwin. Saturday, to start off the weekend, it looks like a chance for rain and snow mixing around central and west central Wisconsin. Chance for rain from Oshkosh southward, primarily just for the morning hours. A drop in temperatures as that cold front really comes in for everyone. Mid to low 40s primarily, mid to upper 30s around Wausau, Baldwin, and Amory. Then on Sunday, to round out the weekend, it looks like even cooler overall as that cold front fully pushes through. Mid to low 30s primarily. Again, the coolest spots around Wausau and for west central Wisconsin with highs in the upper 20s, which will be a slightly below average for this time of the year, actually. Looks like sunshine expected for Madison and for west central Wisconsin, then some cloud cover from Oshkosh, Wausau, and over towards around Wisconsin Rapids.
Here's what I glean out of that. If you have not put up your holiday decorations yet, you have been given a reprieve by Mother Nature, a couple of days where you can get things up. And after that, if your fingers fall off, don't blame Jennifer and don't blame me. You've been warned. So get out there and ho-ho-ho it on the outdoors. Jennifer, thanks so much. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks so much. You too.
All right. I don't know, honestly, where I got the ho-ho-ho it up.
I don't either.
Neither do I, Pat, and I would suggest never doing that again.
It was that or, you know, jingle your bells or, you know, whatever phrase just didn't get just didn't. The Milwaukee Bucks are in the in-season tournament semifinals in Vegas against the Indiana Pacers. Tip-off is at 4 o'clock this afternoon to find out if they will win the coveted and still really not named well NBA Cup. Marquette defeated Tech, last night, 86-65. You people are terrible. Sit down over here. We're all going to pause for about 60 seconds and tell you more when Up North News continues on this Thursday.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
To everyone who wants a meal made just for you, let our team member Arish share what makes Culver's special.
We know the best meals are the ones shared with the people you love, like our cook-to-order butter burgers and our real Wisconsin cheese curds. And there's no better way to treat yourself than our creamy, fresh, frozen custard. I put the same care into your meal that I would for my own family.
Come to Culver's for a meal made the Wisconsin way.
From Wisconsin with love,
welcome to Delicious.
Culver's.
8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids.
The festive extravaganza is this weekend at Rudolph Country Christmas on December 9th. The Run Run Rudolph 5K starts at 10:30. Then join us from 11 to 6 for a day filled with holiday joy. Meet Santa and his reindeer from 2 to 5:30. Create magical memories with your loved ones watching the spectacular fireworks display at 5:45. Then end the day with a lighted Christmas parade at 6. It's the Rudolph Country Christmas, where the magic happens. See you on December 9th.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
Thank you for picking this one.
Why am I picking this one? Because I wanted to start with the worst one of all and get it out of the way. The moon is right. Greg looks really? Like I just put an arrow in his heart.
I'm going to throw this board out the window and end this show for good. I can't. Blasphemy, this song is amazing, and it's beautiful. It makes me feel everything good.
I don't have mastery of Yiddish, but I believe the word schlock is what I was looking for, trying to describe this song. Who knew this song was so divisive? I just thought everybody agreed it was terrible. But
I don't think it's terrible.
Thank you.
My. Okay, well...
Well, that's now I'm it. Just I'm turning it off because I want to protect it from your... No, no.
I'm now in the penalty box. Bring it up for 10 seconds. I'm going to shut up for 10 seconds.
The choir of children sing their song.
No, can't do it. No, Courier Newsroom has several promos that you can subscribe to from some of our favorite guests here. Mark Jacob has a weekly newsletter about right-wing extremism, exploiting weaknesses in journalism called Stop the Presses. Frontlines by Kia Vakil is a bi-weekly newsletter that gets you up to speed on local political stories you need to know from key states ahead of the 2024 election. Carolyn Fiddler has a must-read called State House Action. Kyle Thorpe has a weekly newsletter that breaks down digital spending and so much more. Head over to couriernewsroom.com, sign up for those newsletters, and of course, our own daily newsletter that you find at upnorthnewswi.com. Kristen Lyerly is back with us now. And again, if you weren't paying attention yesterday, a Dane County judge made a final ruling at the circuit court level that this 1849 law we've been talking about for well over a year now is not an abortion ban. It does not deal with consensual abortion. It is about infanticide. And yet the Sheboygan County DA said, well, that's not how I see it, so I'm going to appeal. To which I thought, well, so much for the law and order crowd. It's like, well, we'll decide what we think the law is going to be. So he's going to appeal. Dr. Lyerly, what's your I suppose it's not a big surprise.
No, I think we've always been thinking that this is going to make its way all the way up to the Supreme Court. But it sure was nice to see that declaratory judgment and to just know that this is the thing. Like, we know this is the right thing. We know that this law applies to feticide. We know that this law does not apply to consensual abortion. So to see that it actually on paper, it was very satisfying.
Well, because again, most people can read that and say, wait a minute, this doesn't appear to be what people were making it out to be. But you needed that clarity from the court. And I don't know anything about the makeup of which appeals court this would go to. But I'd have unless you told me it was all filled with, Trump voting judges, I'd have a hard time seeing this thing being overturned at the appellate level.
Yes. And I think it's really important to note that while the appeal is pending, abortion is legal in Wisconsin. We had sought an injunction, which was not given to us, but we didn't need it because all of the parties agreed to abide by the judge's ruling. So if you walk away with no other information from this morning than this, abortion is legal in Wisconsin. If you need abortion care, if you have a complicated pregnancy, if you are suffering from a miscarriage, if you are seeking fertility care and you are concerned about what that looks like for you, it is safe for you to get the care that you need here in Wisconsin without criminal penalties. Physicians do not have to worry about criminal penalties. We can take care of our patients again.
All right. But I'm going to say something, and it's something I don't think you're going to like it, because you are working very hard to help people understand that abortion care is legal in Wisconsin, and that these DAs have said they will abide by it, and yet one of these same DAs has said that they're going to appeal. And again, abortion stays legal while it's being appealed. But it just does not seem to me like, even though they promise the judge they'll abide by it, that lacking an injunction, whether it's you or some other provider, it would only take one DA and one rogue sheriff someplace to call, you know, for TV cameras and see you or somebody else being walked in handcuffs in for booking and processing, because that's the point that they want to make. And it's sad and it's cynical, but I just don't think the odds of that happening are zero. And I don't want that to dissuade anybody from getting the care they need, but I feel like I have to express that skepticism.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. And I think that that fear is very real. And certainly, you know, DA Ermansky is presenting that way, saying that he does not agree with this ruling, but he has said that he will abide by it. So we have to trust, as physicians who are obligated to take care of our patients, we have to trust that the DAs will follow what currently is the law. So again, I know that you are skeptical, but I truly believe, and I believe that Judge Schlipper believes as well, that our DAs will not prosecute people who offer abortion care. And we want to encourage people. Abortions don't just happen in abortion clinics. So when Madison and Milwaukee opened back up a couple months ago, that was great. But abortions happen all over the state, in hospitals and in clinics, for people who are experiencing so many just, you know, really difficult individualized pregnancy situations. That's where we haven't been seeing abortion care happening. And that's where it needs to open back up again. And we need to reassure people who are out there practicing and needing that care out there that it is available, it is safe, and it is legal.
That's exactly what people needed to hear. So thank you for that. Governor Tony Evers yesterday vetoed a bill sent to him by Republicans in the legislature that had a ban on gender-affirming care. We've had a guest on in the past to talk a bit about that. Kristen, again, not a surprise that the governor vetoed it, but again, some nice affirmation that this is what voters did when they chose Tony Evers to be in the governor's chair.
Right. And they didn't actually choose this grossly gerrymandered legislature to make all of these very political decisions that actually harm people, harm young people and vulnerable people. Gender affirming care is healthcare. Gender affirming care validates what people are dealing with in their lives. And really, it is necessary for people to be able to talk with providers, to understand what their options are, and to receive the care that they need, whether it's counseling or medications or surgeries. It is necessary. And a ban, like a ban from these people, from these leaders who are against government interference, but they want the government to interfere with these vulnerable populations? Come on. And then they use the guise of protection? It's not protection. It's protection when you allow people to make their own decisions about their own health care. So I'm incredibly pleased, not surprised at all by the governor's veto here, and looking forward to much more of this in the future.
Good. And one more news note that I wanted to share, because it affects you in Green Bay, it affects us in the Chippewa Valley, that Senator Tammy Baldwin announced that thanks to the bipartisan infrastructure law, five new proposed rail routes in Wisconsin have been selected as priorities and will each receive $500,000 for planning and development grants to study this. Again, way overdue, way overdue. But rail service between Milwaukee up to Green Bay and then to the Twin Cities through the Chippewa Valley is once again one step closer.
Isn't this exciting? Mm-hmm. When I talk with my kids about this, this is what they see as the future of transportation. They would love to have rail between Green Bay and Milwaukee. I think, you know, those of us who grew up in the generation where we grew up, and we're all just a little bit different, Pat and Greg and I, but, you know, we are car people. We've got highways, but that's not how the future sees it. So to have the vision to do this, I think, is just incredible. And another place where Tammy Baldwin is really looking out for the people of Wisconsin.
And one quick thank you to whoever just texted in from the Chippewa Valley.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
CBS News Brief. Police in Las Vegas have identified the man who killed three people at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, as a former professor who'd taught at two other colleges. Sheriff Kevin McMahill.
Armed confrontation of the suspect by law enforcement stopped the suspect's further actions.
He died. Four Republican presidential candidates minus the front runner held their fourth debate. Chris Christie on News Nation.
This is the problem with my three colleagues. They're afraid to offend. If you're afraid to offend Donald Trump, then what are you going to do when you sit across from Putin?
Republicans in the Senate have blocked more aid to Israel and Ukraine. The BBC's Jessica Parker has been talking to people in Kyiv.
They feel they are fighting a wider battle, protecting Europe, as one Ukrainian woman put to me. So I think it's quite hard for them to contemplate any prospect that further Western support won't come through.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's fake Republican electors are admitting Joe Biden won the presidency in 2020. It's part of a civil lawsuit settlement announced Wednesday. The fake electors also agree not to serve on the Electoral College in 2024. It's the first time any fake electors from anywhere in the country are admitting to wrongdoing. Governor Evers signed 48 bills into law on Wednesday. Included in those bills are a slate of changes to voting ahead of next year's election. One of those bills changes the deadlines for clerks to send out absentee ballots. Another would require clerks to retain video footage of election night proceedings for 22 months. Evers also vetoed several election-related bills, including one that would change who could be declared indefinitely confined and another that would have lowered the cost of registered voting lists. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. High temperatures reach up to 46 today under sunny skies, southeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy tonight, 34. Tomorrow, high of 49. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 29.
The countdown to savings is on at Clary Building Corp. Get the best prices of the year right now at any Clary location or contact us for a free consultation on the building you have been dreaming about. Clary has a building for every stage of your life. Visit clarybuilding.com today to see all of the amazing building options we offer. Don't let the clock run out for big savings.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than Bug Tussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, Bug Tussle has you covered. Bug Tussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit btussle.com to get started. Bug Tussle. We're out there because you're out there.
Tis the season to satisfy your sweet tooth. Join West Grand Quality Foods this Saturday for the most delightful event of the year, the Holiday Cookie Walk. A winter wonderland of delicious cookies and sweets, beautifully arranged for you to stroll through and pick your favorites. Join Quality Foods at the West Grand location only this Saturday from 10 until 2 for a festive stroll of holiday sweetness, the Holiday Cookie Walk, where every step is a bit of delight. Get more details at qualityfoodswistrapids.com.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Care for us with compassion, with education, with skill, of all types, the doctors, the nurses, and many more. But today we're going to concentrate on the nurses. Dr. Lyerly is helping bring that into focus with some amazing people who are helping us find the next generation of nurses and nurse educators. Kristen, the floor is yours.
Well, thanks. I am thrilled to welcome some really, really important nurse educators who are here in Wisconsin working to increase the number of nurses we have, not only in our hospitals, but also training the nurses in our hospitals, because we've been really, through across the country, struggling with a nursing crisis. I talk a lot about the doctor shortage crisis, but really nursing is in a significant, a very similar situation. And so here in Wisconsin, we've discovered, we've invested in educating nurse educators in order to increase the number of nurses that we've got, you know, across the state. So I'm thrilled to welcome Linda Young, Dean Emerita Professor from the University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire, and Jill Guttormson, Dean at Marquette University College of Nursing. They are the co-chairs of the ANU Implementation Council for the Nurse Educator Program. Ladies, welcome.
Yes, welcome. Good morning.
Thanks for having me.
So I guess a good place to start would be, help us understand what the nursing crisis looks like here in Wisconsin and what you've seen over the last couple of years. Is it trending in a positive direction? Is it trending in a negative direction? Where are we headed?
Well, I'll take that first question. Thank you for asking it, Kristen. And I like the word that you used, crisis, because it is a crisis. We are shrinking our nurse workforce. People are leaving the profession. COVID had a lot to do with it, and the short staffing now that healthcare organizations are experiencing, and burnout is an issue. Along with that, we have a severe shortage in the nurse faculty workforce. One of the hats that I wear is the chair lead of the Wisconsin Center for Nursing Education and Nursing Faculty Workforce Survey. It's a required survey legislatively, along with the RN and LPN survey, that helps us see every 2 years where we're at with the number of nurses, those retiring, what the demographics look like, et cetera. I wish I had good news to share, but I don't. We are down 300 nursing faculty based on the most recent survey, which was just released last week. That's very significant when you're thinking about the fact that in Wisconsin, we have, across all nursing programs, that's the graduate programs, four-year programs, two-year programs, and the one-year LPN program, we have about 1,100 nursing faculty. Add to that, from what the data is showing, that around 60% of those faculty plan to retire in the next 9 years. So we are in a big deficit right now, and we're looking to that deficit getting bigger. So it's an issue.
So here in Wisconsin, just to emphasize what you said, because I think this number is really shocking, we are down 300 nurse educators, the people who teach people how to be nurses. Is that right?
That's exactly right. And 200 of those 300 are full-time faculty. So when you think about that, our full-time faculty and their workload in teaching on a full-time basis is critical. equally as critical are part-time faculty who can round out and are so instrumental in the education of our nursing students, and we rely on them heavily.
Let's talk a little bit more about what a nurse educator is. I think many of us have contact with nurses when we go to the hospital or go to the clinic, but we don't, unless we are in the field, really have that kind of contact. So Jill, can you help us understand what is a nurse educator?
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for the question. So a nurse educator is someone with deep clinical expertise in caring for patients across populations. They typically have a master's degree or higher. They're really highly dedicated individuals who have committed their time and their energy to preparing nurses to support the health of our communities. Linda's mentioned that we have a shortage of nurse educators, and it really limits our ability to expand our nursing programs to meet the demand. Because of the vital, important, complex work nurses do, we really need to ensure that if we're increasing our numbers of students, we ensure we have high quality education that allows those nurses to come out and work in this really complex healthcare world, particularly now. And we can't do that without expanding the number of nurse educators. And I thought maybe a little example of the scope of the number of educators you need to train nurses well. Much of nurse training is application of knowledge. It's experiential learning. So to give you an example in clinical, students in clinical or clinical simulation, typically those groups are 8 students or less because they need really high focus, high attention from the clinical educators. And so each clinical group has 1 instructor assigned. So I'm sure you and your listeners can then do the math and see that as you expand the numbers of students you're bringing into nursing programs, you really need to drastically expand your nurse educators to ensure that nurses are ready for practice when they come out.
So what are we doing to expand the number of nurse educators here in Wisconsin? Linda, do you want to take that one?
I sure do. I'm just so proud of Wisconsin and the work that we have done to face this crisis and the emergency that we're in right now, right? So in 2013, UW System awarded a grant. UW-Eau Claire was lead on that. It's called Nurses for Wisconsin. It was $3.2 million to grow nursing faculty with their doctoral degrees. So we had 54 awardees. So 54 added to the pot of doctorally prepared nurse faculty. Then we took that as a pilot, and nurse education leadership around the state went to the legislators and said, we've got to do more. This worked for this small group. How can we have this work across the state? And so in the last budget, the Wisconsin Nurse Education Program was passed with $5 million in the second year of that last budget. And of the $5 million, we had 104 awardees. So add that to the pot, because we know it takes time to grow nurse educators. Now we are in a second phase of the Wisconsin Nurse Educator Program, and the legislators and governor awarded the program $10 million, and we already have 158 awardees. There's great interest in this program. So my hope is this will continue, because we will, over the 9 years, we have almost 700 faculty positions we're going to need to fill from the retirements. And we are seeing separation now. And so that's not accounted for in those numbers. So just a shout out to Wisconsin. I presented as a keynote speaker at a conference just on Monday to talk about use of data to solution. And I'm so proud of Wisconsin that we are moving in the right direction to address this crisis.
Can I ask Jill, one of the things that I certainly dealt with a lot as a legislator, it comes up a lot, is any kind of bill in any industry regarding what's called scope of practice. and talking about the duties that are done. And it doesn't take long to be in a clinical setting to understand that nurses, like other healthcare providers, aren't just caregivers. They are filling out documents. They have to know billing and coding. They have to know all sorts of procedures that are tangentially related to patient care. Do you feel like, along with attracting potential new nurses and educating them in healthcare, there are things about their duties that either too much is being put on them that should be, you know, with other people, or, you know, where are your thoughts on how we need to change the day-to-day practice of nursing?
That's a really great question. Well,
and I ask it because, you know, if you put too much on there, you get burnout, and then you hurt your own thoughts.
Yes. It's a really great question. And we're so fortunate in Wisconsin. We have this amazing group of leaders in colleges of nursing that meet frequently and talk through these complex issues. And we have incredible leaders in the healthcare organizations that are working with us. So we understand the complexity that our nurses are facing in the healthcare environment. I think helping nurses understand how to work really well with the healthcare team, and I'm going to expand that based on your question, Pat, not just other healthcare providers, but working well throughout the healthcare organization as a team so that you can meet the needs of the patients, yet not take on having to do everything all yourself. And so we spend a lot of time with our students, helping them understand that complexity, helping them understand who are the people that you'll be working with so that the work is shared, and helping them understand how caring for themselves, because I want to address the burnout issue, caring for themselves, how can they build resiliency so that they can have a sustained career in this career they've chosen and this career that they love. And we need to be thinking about all of that right now. And because the world of healthcare is rapidly changing. And one of the things you need to do is help prepare students to be able to adapt to that change and even to be leaders within that change.
And one of the hard things, I think, with burnout is when you have a shortage, that fewer number of nurses then has to take on more responsibilities, which makes their job more stressful, which contributes to the burnout. It's this vicious cycle. Yeah. So in order to interrupt that cycle, we've got to get more people into those areas. A decade ago, this program started in Eau Claire. Where is it now? Is it all across the state? Are there specific schools where people can get involved here? Or how can people learn more about, in their regions, learn more about where the Wisconsin Nurse Educator Program is available?
Thank you for that question as well. And I think I just saw the link put up to the website where you can go, there it is, to find out more information.
Yeah, and let me interrupt and let our radio listeners know, it's nurseeducatorswi.com, nurseeducatorswi.com. Go ahead, Linda.
Sure. And this is for nurses all over Wisconsin. The programs, the nursing programs involved, are those that have accredited nursing programs that are not for-profit programs. So you can get your master's in nursing education at any of the Wisconsin nursing programs that offer that meet that criteria, your DNP or PhD, again, any of the nursing programs across Wisconsin that meet that criteria. We also offer loan forgiveness for new faculty hires. So if you're applying to a two-year program as a nurse educator, there are funds to help pay back loans. And then we also are funding postdoc fellows, a small number of those, which are individuals who are critically needed at our R1 institutions in our state.
All right. Very good. Linda, Jill, thank you. I do want to pass along. We're not going to have time to answer it, but acknowledge that Janet wrote in on Facebook asking, are the majority of people entering women? Are you reaching out to men to interest them in becoming nurses? It's a great career to have. And Janet concludes by saying thank you, as we do as well. Linda Young, Janet Tormson, thank you so much. Kristen, thank you. You stick around. Luke Mathers is going to be coming up in a bit. But thanks again, Jill and Linda. We appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Thanks so much. Bye now.
All right. Back with Luke Mathers coming up in just a bit. You're up north.
Snow brings thoughts of ways to stay busy in Wisconsin during the winter. And if you anticipate hitting the slopes, are you surprised to learn there are more than 36 ski resorts across the state? It ranges from Wilmot Mountain, which opened in 1938 in Kenosha County, to Mount La Crosse Ski Area with one of the longest runs in Wisconsin. Granite Peak offers 58 runs outside Wausau, and Wild Mountain Ski Area and its 7 lifts near Hayward. Now, do you know which of those resorts sits on the highest slope? The answer coming up. Recreational skiing started in the Midwest. The Lost Ski Areas Project reports the first documentation of actual downhill skiers happened in Beloit in 1841. So which resort sits on the highest slope today? It's Granite Peak near Wausau and boasts 400 acres at a 700-foot vertical drop. The fun and history of skiing is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
There's something stuck up in the chimney and I don't know what it is, but it's been there all month.
I didn't know what Christmas song to play for Luke.
I've never heard this song before.
And you picked this nightmare?
Oh, answer it for you in the future. All I want for Christmas is a hippopotamus. Come on.
Oh, God.
Was that written by Paul McCartney? Because it's kind of in that same category. Anyway, that would be... So you're not familiar with the Bob Rivers Christmas comedy album? Oh, I cannot recommend
Who's
that.
Bob Rivers? Oh,
thank you, Dr. Lyerly. Thank you.
It was a
right over my head.
It was a Christmas comedy album from 30 years ago.
From 1930? Sorry, excuse me.
Hold on. Let me get this in the live stream perfectly here. Yeah, comedy. Comedy.
A great Christmas album. And
you whippersnappers don't know anything about Christmas comedy.
All right. Well, now you've asked for it. There's more of that. More of
you know, when I was
world.
Younger, my Christmas songs included Jesus.
I just cranked up the phonograph and the sound came right out.
Good morning, Mr. Mathers. How are you this morning?
Better now that I'm not the butt of the jokes here on this appearance.
You know, it really
Oh, Luke, just wait.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, I'm aware, Greg. I know what the standard is for this segment, apparently, so that's what I'm saying. Better now knowing that I'm not the butt to start.
You did not offend Paul McCartney like I did, apparently. That was the crime that I committed on
Did
on
he take
my
it personally?
Show.
I don't care about Paul McCartney.
No, but Greg Christian sure did. Oh, I offended you because you like the terrible Christmas song.
We just don't think it's a bad Christmas song.
Yeah.
I mean, Luke, maybe that's what we need to know
Luke,
from our listeners is what is the
Paul
worst
McCartney,
Christmas song?
Chris, wonderful Christmas time.
I don't think it's – I'm agnostic to it. I don't have strong opinions.
Someone went to college.
Agnostic.
It does not get – I'm not going to go to defend it to like it seems like Greg is, and I'm not super against it like Pat is.
Oh, so. Look at here. It's Luke Switzerland Mathers on the line.
I mean, I have a hard time thinking that Paul McCartney's got any bad music out there, but
oh, no, he
that's
does.
Just me.
Michelle, hello. Worst Beatles song. There is one bad Beatles song.
Oh, I like
song,
that song, too.
Oh, come on, you two. Seriously, I'm really worried about you both now.
I was willing
to go along with maybe you like that, but Michelle's where I draw the line.
I do now contend I'm, that Paul I'm McCartney's never spent more than 12 minutes writing the lyrics to a song.
Yes, well, you know, all you need is a bar napkin, you know, and you put it on the back there. Maybe we should transition to what we brought Mr. Mathers on for, which was to talk about civic media. And here's my first question for you, and I hope I'm not stumping the band. The Milwaukee Bucks are in the semifinals of the in-season tournament. They're playing for
the NBA Cup. Hold on. Oh,
darn it. And money. And money. There's a minimum of $100K on the line now at this point. So they're going to walk away with each player and coach for the four remaining teams will be awarded at least $100,000.
Which for millionaire athletes would be a lot like, you know, offering Kristen, you know.
Did you see Giannis's on-court interview after Tuesday night's game when the reporter let him know that that's how much was guaranteed?
No.
Giannis's response was, oh, we're getting money. Oh, okay. Aww. Sounds good. And his response then was, well, the rich keep getting richer. So that was Giannis's takeaway from knowing that he's going to have at least a $100,000 check coming his way from their in-season performance.
Impressed. I was impressed by him having a birthday yesterday, and they were posting on social media the scoreboard game, half a minute to win it, and you have to list off a bunch of things in 30 seconds.
The candies.
He listed 31 different candies in 30 seconds. I was impressed.
Yeah.
That man has a sweet tooth.
I'm surprised he doesn't look like me.
Have you seen when he discovered Oreos? One of my favorite Giannis content videos ever was when he discovered Oreos for the first time.
Oh, he's the best.
And he got one of those giant glass ceramic like containers that you sometimes they're just for decor and you kind of put like different things in them. He like just started lining Oreos all the way through this glass. Like he had to have like 100 plus Oreos in one container, and I'm sure, you know, with his diet he could probably
the number I want to know is the number of calories he burns on a typical NBA game. I mean that it's got to be
a lot.
It is a lot.
It's our medical
definition there. Yep. So
hey, I'm not the nurse professional or the doctor here. Like I don't know those things. I speak in terms of a little bit.
So moderation. The game. It's a 4 o'clock game against Indiana in Vegas this afternoon.
I would love that.
I'm wondering if you. Do you happen to know which civic media stations will be covering it? I guessed earlier, based on previous things that said you. Well, maybe I shouldn't guess because maybe you have the answer.
I do have the answer. So okay. Five of our civic media affiliates across the network will be playing the Bucks with the pregame coverage starting at 3:30 this afternoon. So it is an earlier game, that tip-off starting at 4, but going to be up in Park Falls and WCQM, in Amory, WLAK Lake Air, Oshkosh Air Supports, News from the Center, WRCE, and WRJN in Racine. So five of the Bucks affiliates going to be taking the Bucks in-season semifinal game, starting 3:30 coverage, 4 p.m. tip-off this afternoon.
For the NBA Cup!
Waiting for some great sound effect after
the
that.
The inaugural NBA Cup, though. It'd be pretty cool if the Bucks can bring it home on the first run at this whole thing.
And how many Oreos do you think you could put in it?
Oh, hey,
that would be an excellent question.
That's a more important question.
I haven't seen it like in comparison. I think it's been in all of those NBA promos for Vegas. They kind of have it sitting on a blackjack table or a roulette table, and that's the only sight that I've seen of it so far. So I'd have to see it side by side to Giannis to know how many Oreos we could truly put in the cup.
So the question
probably
becomes
like a little tiny cup, like a chalice, the NBA cup.
The question becomes, I mean, did they think it was going to become as popular as the Stanley Cup and the World Cup? And I don't, well, you never know. You miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
Or the Tri-Wizarding basketball. The Tri-Wizarding Cup.
It's working though. NBA viewership is up. The teams are competing harder, it seems, for this time of the year. Like, there are stakes on these games, and it's been a lot of fun to watch. As somebody that's been watching pretty much every single Bucks in-season tournament game, it's been a lot of fun. And I think that they could go all the way and bring home the cup in Vegas.
One last thing on that. The Bucks score the other night, 146-122. So when Joe Sopecki and others talked about how the Bucks won't have any defense anymore, getting rid of Drew Holiday, I think they were proven right.
But it doesn't matter. If you could go put up 100, that's an all-star game number of offense almost.
I know.
So if they can do that on a night-in, night-out basis,
if they're always going to give up 122, they'd better score 146. Yeah. And
that was a season high for the year so far. So I don't know if they'll always score 146, but I think it's going to be more of a shootout rather than a boxing match of defenses.
Gotcha. All right. Thank you, Mr. Mathers. Thank you, Kristen. Thank you, Greg. Hope you all have a great day.
You too, Pat.
You guys are such good. Oh, no.
Revenge is sweet, Patrick. Revenge is sweet.
Have a great Thursday. See you tomorrow.
Locally grown radio, WFHR programming, is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Expand your tool set with professional power tools from Menards. Metabo represents the gold standard in nailers and cordless power tools. Whether you're at home or on the job site, tackle any building project with Metabo. Power tools make great gifts. Grab the cordless 18-gauge brad nailer, ideal for trim work and molding installation, now on sale for $199.99. Sale price good through December 11th. Plus, a Menards gift card is always a great gift idea.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. New details on the latest mass shooting in America. Three people were gunned down at the